Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of July 16, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Fall is rapidly approaching. See below for some upcoming activities for August and September. Regarding communication with Ginger and Sharon, Sharon asks that if anyone needs her for any reason, please call her cell phone at 919-740-1073. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Our annual Carolina Bowling Alliance meeting will be held in Greensboro at the home of Lonnie and Anita Cunningham, 1007 Ash Street, on Saturday, July 23. We'll try to get underway about 10 a.m. Looking forward to seeing representatives from all of the CBA leagues there. We'll be talking about the fall tournament. Information is below about the GMS AAI reunion, but Sharon and Ricky Scott are trying to determine who might be interested in bowling on Saturday afternoon between 2 and 4:30 p.m. Please contact Sharon at 919-740-1073 or Ricky at rickyscott09@gmail.com or call 919-673-8300 by Sunday afternoon if you want to participate. You don't have to be registered for the reunion to come and bowl, but let Sharon know if you want to so that we have an approximate count for the bowling alley. We are planning to be at Buffalo Lanes North. Each interested individual is responsible for paying for participating in this bowling activity. The Gate City Classic Tournament is scheduled for August 13. More details to come, but save the date. Outlaw Season Kickoff Meeting will be held at Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road, Raleigh, on Wednesday, August 24 at 7 p.m. Please let Sharon know before then if you plan to drop to sub status or if you have been a sub and want to be considered for a full-time spot or if you are new and want to bowl with us this season. Please let Sharon know. Call her cell at 919-740-1073. If you want to order food, please get there in time to order and get it before the meeting, if possible, so there will be a minimum of interruptions. Accessible COVID tests available. Last month, the Biden-Harris administration launched an initiative to expand the availability of at-home testing options that are more accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. The tests work with a Bluetooth-enabled smartphone app to provide users with audible instructions and test results. Read more about the tests here, https://acl.gov/covid19/tests-people-who-are-blind-or-have-low-vision. Due to very limited supplies when the program began, each order included only two test kits. People who were asked to order these tests only if they did not have options for using the traditional kits. Starting today, the program is expanding. People will now receive 12 test kits with each order. In addition, anyone who is blind or has low vision is now encouraged to order the more accessible tests. If you placed an order before July 7 and received only 2 tests, you may place another order now to receive 12 additional tests. Your name and shipping information are not retained after your order is filled, so there is no way to automatically ship additional tests. Here's how to get the tests. Order online or by calling 1-800-232-0233. Each order now includes 12 rapid antigen tests that are more accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. These will ship in 6 separate packages, each with 2 tests. Each package will have a separate tracking number. Orders will ship free while supplies last. Need more assistance? The trained staff at the Disability Information and Access Line, DIAL, can provide additional assistance with ordering tests, understanding instructions for test administration and test results, providing alternative instructions for traditional at-home tests for people who are unable to access, read, or understand the manufacturer's version. For those who cannot use an at-home test, DIAL, that's dial operators, can assist with ordering swab and send kits to collect a sample and mail it back for results, connect callers to local organizations for assistance, locating other testing options in their community, including in-home testing programs or transportation or companion support to visit a community-based home testing site. Call 888-677-1199 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Zone Time, or send an email to dial@usagingandisability.org. That's dial@usaginganddisability.org. And from Sandy McDaniel in Daytona, Florida, the long-anticipated announcement. A side note that this is after the weekend after Labor Day. If you want to go, please let Sharon or Ginger know as soon as possible so we can arrange transportation. Let us know if you plan to ride the train or fly, or if you want to ride with us. And you need to get your funds to Ginger. Moving the deadline up for people to let us know if you're going to July 23rd. That's what I meant to put in originally. Because we need to know for sure what to rent to drive. And hotel reservations are due by August the 8th. So let's back that up. The deadline has been moved up. You need to let us know if you're going by July 23rd. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers would like to invite the bowlers in your league to participate in the 20th Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament, SIBB, to be held in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be held Friday, September 9th through Sunday, September 11th. We have invited bowlers within the United States who are members of the Blind Bowlers Association, ABBA. However, to participate in the tournament, you do not have to be a member of any association, and sighted family members and friends are welcome to bowl. SIBB is designed to promote the blind bowling program by introducing new bowlers to its many benefits while providing seasoned bowlers with competition that is challenging and fun. The fun begins Friday night at 7 p.m. and goes until 10 p.m. with a meet-and-greet hospitality get-together on the first floor by the pool. The registration desk will be located there as well, and you will be able to pick up your schedule at this time. This will be an opportunity for you to make new bowling friends and reunite with old ones. As always, there will be plenty of cheer and plenty of food and lots of good company too. Don't miss out on all the Southern hospitality. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. will be the team event, followed in the afternoon at 1 p.m. by a 9-pin no-tap tournament that will be a fundraiser for the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. On Saturday evening, we will have a hospitality room with food and drinks from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. to celebrate our 20th anniversary. The drawing for a SIBB t-shirt quilt donated and made by Noni, that's Virginia Stitley, will be held at 9 p.m. You can purchase tickets for $5 each or $3 for $10. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. will be the singles doubles event. On Sunday evening, we will have a hospitality room from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. and we'll have food and drinks available. This will be held on the first floor by the pool. Throughout the weekend, we will display several gift cards for a raffle. On Sunday evening, you will be able to buy raffle tickets during the hours that the hospitality room is open. Raffle drawing will be at 9 p.m., and all proceeds from this raffle will help pay the hospitality room expenses. We will also have t-shirts available for sale at $25 each. If you would like to reserve a t-shirt, please include sizes on the attached order form, and we will have them for you at the tournament. Reservations can be made at the Comfort Inn & Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. The resort is just steps away from the Atlantic Ocean. The rates are $109 per night for Thursday and Sunday and $129 a night for Friday and Saturday for a standard room, or $119/$139 per night for a beachfront room plus tax. For reservations, call 386-252-2378 and use group code Daytona Blind Bowlers 2022 to receive the special group rate. Reservations must be made by August 8th, 2022. All rooms have microwaves, mini refrigerator, and coffee maker. They also have an oceanfront pool. Complimentary breakfast served daily in the breakfast room from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Complimentary Wi-Fi internet access is in all guest rooms and public areas. We will be bowling at Ormond Lanes at 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Phone number is 386-672-2014. If you will need transportation to the bowling alley, let us know on the attached forms. Bowling events will be team, doubles, singles, all, and registration fee $75. 9-pin no-tap fundraiser, $20 each. Airport transportation. For those of you who may wish to fly into Orlando International Airport, MCO, or Sanford Airport, SFB, groom transportation at 1034 North Nova Road, Daytona Beach, Florida, 386-257-5411, www.groomtransportation.com. Groom provides visitors with scheduled visit transportation to and from Orlando and Sanford airports daily. Shuttles are a shared ride, scheduled every 2 to 3 hours. Unless you make special arrangements with them, you will be dropped off at their office location, as noted above, which is about 5 miles from the hotel. Call or email them for pricing information. For those of you flying into Daytona, the Daytona Beach International Airport is about 5.5 miles from the hotel. Taxis are available at ground transportation area. After departing, descend to the first floor and turn right into bag claim. After claiming your bags, continue out the door at the end of the building to obtain a taxi. 9-pin no-tap bowling event. Can't get enough bowling in during the tournament? Well, we have a solution to your problem. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers will hold a 9-pin no-tap event to benefit the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. This will take place on Saturday afternoon, September 10th at 1 p.m. at Ormond Lanes. Blind and sighted bowlers are welcome to participate. There will be cash prizes. The entry fee is $20, and this will include 3 games of 9-pin no-tap bowling. Why not come and join us for some good competitive bowling fun while supporting a very worthwhile cause? For those wishing to participate, payment may be included with your tournament check. There is also a form in the packet to fill out if you are interested in participating in this event. For further information about the tournament, you can contact Bob Nelson at 386-212-4564, or you can send an email to Sandy McDan01 at yahoo.com. That's SANDYMCDA101. Do that again. SANDYMCDAN01 at yahoo.com. We hope you will join us for a fun-filled weekend in Daytona Beach. We are looking forward to seeing those of you who have joined us in past years and welcoming new guests at Daytona Beach this year. The North Carolina Radio Reading Service Gala. Please join us on Friday, September 9, 2022 at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills Hotel for our biggest fundraiser of the year. The evening will include a cocktail hour, a new visions showcase demonstrating technology available for people who are blind and print impaired. There will also be dinner, a silent auction, and a keynote speaker. Author and NCRS volunteer, Mike Elliott. For more information about the gala, please click on your email copy of this newsletter. Your ticket purchase will help us reach our goal of $50,000 so we can continue providing quality programming throughout North Carolina and beyond for our blind and print-impaired listeners. Tickets are $125 each and can be purchased online with a Visa or MasterCard, and there's a link in your email to go to that site. To purchase tickets by check, please mail them payable to North Carolina Reading Service, 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite 102. Suite 103. 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite number 103. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. And we look forward to seeing you there. State Conventions. The 2022 National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina Convention is scheduled for August 26, 2022 through August 28th at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel, Raleigh-Durham Airport at Research Triangle Park, 4700 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. The reservation phone number is 919-941-5050. And the room reservation code is NFB of NC Convention. Please register by July 29. Registration is $15, and that includes the banquet. Payment for registration can be made through the donate button on the NFB of NC website or by check. Make checks payable to NFB of NC. Checks can be mailed to care of Seth, S-E-T-H, Lamkin, L-A-M-K-I-N, 5418 Fortunes Ridge Drive, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Contact Sharon Weddington for questions at weddington.sharon@gmail.com. That's weddington.sharon@gmail.com. The registration form may be found attached to your email copy of this newsletter. The North Carolina Council of the Blind's State Convention is scheduled for September 23, 24, and 25 at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. For NCCB members and friends, the cost is $25 per person, whether in person or virtual. The room rate is $79 plus tax per night and includes a hot breakfast. The hotel's phone number is 919-832-4100. And the group's registration code is GCNCCB22. You can find the registration form at nccbinfo.org. For any questions, call Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 or 919-649-5915. The Governor Moorhead Alumni Association Annual Reunion is scheduled for August 5 through 7 at the Homewood Suites Hotel in Raleigh. Room rates are $109 per night for a king suite, $119 double bed suite, plus 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask for the 2022 GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 15. Pay-as-you-go arrangements can be made by contacting a hotel sales manager, Christine, her last name is spelled N-T-H-I-G-A, Infigna, at 919-785-3489. The theme for the Saturday night social is pajama jammy jam, and the dress code is comfortable, appropriate pajamas. Friday night will be bingo bonanza night. We will have a fun night with great prizes and great music. Your $60 registration fee is due by July 15. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by the above date. Your $20 membership fee can be paid with your registration, for a total of $80 or upon arrival. This applies to the $20 membership fee only. Lifetime members will still pay $50 for registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your fee is $85. You can pay your fees one of two ways. Mail payments to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina 27661, or use PayPal, noting gmsaai.org. Keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address is tamikaokelly@yahoo.com. tamikaokelly@yahoo.com. Feel free to call or text me at 704-779-9704. We ask that all paid members bring one new item that can be used as a door prize. August 5th through 7th, Homewood Suites Hotel, Raleigh, North Carolina. Registration 2 to 5 p.m. Friday, August the 5th, 3 to 5 p.m. guest speaker from Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Representative Vicky Preddy. 5:30 to 7 p.m. dinner, guest speaker presentation. 8 p.m. until midnight, tribute to Fred McEachran, bingo, live music, karaoke, and refreshments. Saturday, August 6, buffet breakfast 6:30 to 10 a.m., board meeting 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the ballroom. Catered lunch by Clyde Cooper's Old Time Barbecue in the hotel ballroom, noon until 1:30 p.m. Buses depart the hotel 2 p.m., return at 4:30 p.m. for a trip to the Raleigh Market. Pat's Blue Table Talk from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and the Pajama Jammy Jam from 8 p.m. till midnight. Drink tickets provided. Sunday, August the 7th, buffet breakfast 6:30 to 10 a.m., devotional services led by the Reverend Tim Snyder 9 until 10:30 a.m. Check out at noon. Snacks will be available all weekend in the second floor hospitality room for all attendees. The menus. Friday, August the 5th, dinner, 5:30 to 7 p.m., a variety of sub sandwiches with toppings, a variety of pizza, chips, salad, cookies, brownies, and drinks. Saturday's luncheon, August the 6th, from noon until 1:30 p.m., fried chicken, barbecued chicken, green beans, mac and cheese, potato salad, collard greens, hush puppies, fried pork rinds, southern cooking at its best, seasoned just like grandma used to make. For beverages, iced tea, water, lemonade, and soft drinks. And desserts, an assortment of cakes, pies, and cookies. And if you only want to attend one part, say the luncheon, for example, the fee is $40 and it is due by July the 22nd. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed the program. This podcast is archived at the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. It is in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.